Celebrating National Ag Week. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This week has been a celebration of all things agriculture, and tomorrow, the first day of spring, is National Ag Day.
We have 506,000 members in the National FFA organization, and of course, in Tennessee alone, we have almost 13,000 members, and about 40% of our membership goes into agribusiness careers, and the rest of those members go into jobs that aren't directly tied to agriculture, but we're creating students who are educated about agricultural issues. They know where their food comes from. If you don't tell your story about agriculture, someone else will tell it for you. And that's what we're trying to use National Ag Week for.
Chelsea Doss is National FFA Southern Region Vice President, and she says the national officers spent this week traveling around the country meeting sponsors, ag businesses, and Department of Agriculture's to celebrate the country's most important industry.
The message that I try to spread as a national officer is one that every member of our organization tries to spread, which is don't be afraid to talk about agriculture. Lots of times we get discouraged about where American agriculture is headed, but as we see the trends, it's clear that American agriculturists do have a bright future. Therefore, our students in FFA have a bright future.
And collegiate students from around the country traveled to Washington, D.C. with that same message for their congressmen.
Well, the message that we were relaying to them is keep helping agriculture, and they all realize that it's the base of our country, really, and the base of our economy. And without that, America would fall to nothing. So they just wanted to hear from us about the different issues.
John Schultz is a state FFA officer this year and attends the University of Tennessee. And agriculture is vital to our state and nation. In fact, each farmer feeds about 144 people, as well as providing fiber and fuel. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.